श्रीमते महाविष्णु गोस्वामी नामिने नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
The next is the second part of the seventh year of Bhagavad Shakta given by His Divine Holiness Sri Rama Mahabhijan Gujarati Maharaj, recorded on the 5th of October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Spiritual infrastructure at our disposal. We are not alone. The young people should not get lost. Only finding out the job is not the goal of our human existence. No doubt it is required. But soon it will be there because you are young. So somewhere, little less or more, you are going to be fixed. But this thing will not come to you. You please take advantage from our vast spiritual infrastructure. And we have thousands of tapes, CDs, Prabhupada's lectures, very easy. Please come to this. You prepare yourself and you start to give the lectures. And that is the potency of Prabhupada. Those who read one book written by him, small book, and they start speaking about Krishna. And that is how we are attracted to Prabhupada. There may be so many mosquitoes flying around. But those are mosquitoes. They don't have any infrastructure. They just have to propagate something nonsense. And that nonsense is destroying the society. Save yourself from this misdirection. This is impious life, misdirected the civilization completely. And you have to create a revolution against this. And that is the appearance of Krishna. Otherwise, we may discuss the appearance of Krishna. And oh, very good, very good, very good. Go away, home and sleep and forget about all things. In the morning we don't know. Yesterday we had appearance of Krishna. Forget about it, next time we'll see now. No, not that. Don't forget about it. I don't care about it. No, no, no. That is not the way. Be serious about it. Please, we are very lucky to be heir apparent of this greatest culture. And we have so much at our disposal. Take help from this. And then we go to Brahma for our knowledge. Who is the authority, you know? Great, great, great grandfather. So whatever he tells, we must agree. He says that Ishwaraha, Paramaha, Krishnaha. Very, very easy to understand. Ishwaraha, Paramaha. Ishwar means controller. Paramaha means transcendental. He comes in between us, but he is not controlled by the laws of the material nature. Laws of the material nature means we have seven laws that we are all living in, is controlled. The first is we have to take birth. That is a material law. He doesn't have to take birth like this. We have to take birth by the material force, delivery wind. You know? And wind pushes us and we are born maybe dead or alive, or dead, I don't know. So that is the material law. And those who are born, again the material law is there that they have to die. Nobody can escape. This is eternal knowledge. Sanatana. So whatever we Vedic culture gives is not meant for one living entity. It's all living kingdom. Including birds and beasts and everybody. They have to take birth. They have to die. They have to become sick. They have to become old. These are the material laws. And apart from these four laws, again we have other three very important things. And they are known as three miseries. The first misery is arising out of our body. The second thing, other living entities inflict miseries on us. And the third one, natural disasters. Again, these are the material laws. We try to do so many things and Krishna just smashes it through the material laws. Daiva hatartha rachana rushayo pideva. Ahani aprita artha karna nishihi nishayana. Ahani aprita artha karna. Day and night we are working very hard. Artha. Ahani aprita artha karna nishihi nishayana. And at night we want to sleep. We try to sleep. But nana manurata dhiya kshana bhagna nidraha. Nana manurata. In this 6 inches place, there are so many desires squeezed. We saw somebody having a nice car, that manurat comes in. We saw somebody having 3 shops, that come. When we saw somebody flying away to America, that is here. So nana manurata dhiya. In our intelligence, there are nana manurata. So many things are there here. In 6 by 6 inches, I think more than 1 million things are lying here. Except Krishna, everything is here. We don't want Krishna. Forget about it. Then he also, you go to him, he says, forget about it. He also forgets. This is the end result. Nana marata diya, kshana bhagna nidra. And again we cannot sleep. Then our sleep is broken again and again. And daiva hatartha rachana, rushayopi deva. Even rishis, if they have nana marata, then daiva hatartha rachana, I'll smash their plans. And that is how we have, in India there is 40th 5 year plan. 40 times we had 5 years plans. And even now, we are dragging back. And again, now this year, you have to be a bit austere. Next year we'll be happy. Next year comes, just this year, now acute misery is there economically, but next year we'll be alright. And that next year never comes. Because we don't have Shastric knowledge. Everything is in our lap. But we don't have intelligence to look at it. Daiva rata hatartha rachana rushayopi deva. And he gives the reason then. Why I do this? Yushmat prasanga vimukha iha samsaranti. Yushmat prasanga vimukha. You are completely averse to my topics. And that's why iha samsaranti. That's why you are getting rotten into this atmosphere. Again and again you accept the body, and body gets rotten. Again you accept, again body gets rotten. Iha samsaranti. In this bad life, in this worst existence, again and again and again and again, we have to come. This is the lack of appearance of Krishna. And that's why Brahma must be given respect in your mind and in your house and everywhere. And hear him, that Ishvara Paramaha Krishna and his vigraha is Satchidananda vigraha, completely spiritual. There is no material tinge in him. And unless we are Vishuddha, completely purified without the contamination of the material tinges, we will not be able to approach him. Cow can be a cow's friend. Dog can be a dog's friend. Cat can be cat's friend. The dog cannot be cow's friend. Or the hog cannot be elephant's friend. But they are different species. Krishna's existence is completely spiritual. And our body is material. We are very tiny spiritual spark. Unless you develop the spiritual attitude towards Krishna, you will not have any relationship with Krishna. And artificially you cannot create by just gopi, 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 gopi. I put on sari and move about in Vrindavan. Gopi, gopi, gopi. And I mean, this is gross ignorance. And the gopi, gopi, Maharaj has come. He is giving gopi, gopi, gopi. Maharaj is also gopi, you are also gopi. Both are gopi. Man, this is completely misguidance. And the society is completely disastrous. Already we are having misguidance in Kali Yuga. And again this in spiritual knowledge also, you have to be very careful. You have to choose. That is what Prabhupada taught us. That you only take the basic realities and try to improve your own existence. And as soon as your existence is improved, then it is very easy to relate to Krishna. Because your all material inabilities are nearly gone. Abhadreshu, you know? What is it? Abhadreshu, that slogan? Anashra prayashu. Prayashu means almost. Nashra means destroyed. Almost prayashu, abhadreshu. These are all abhadra. Bhadra means good. Abhadra, inauspicious. You please run after the auspicious. Bhagavad Gita is auspicious. Bhagavatam is auspicious. And never in Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami did not mention Radha's name at all. Could he not? And somebody comes, Radha, 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 Radha. And then without qualification, it becomes a sajya. It becomes a show, a hypocrisy. There was one solicitor, you know. So he was not having much business. So he had an office and some phone was there and everything was there. So one man was coming to him, you know, he saw. So he wanted to impress him. So he picked up a phone as if somebody had rang. The man stepped into the door and he picked up the phone. Hey, hello, hello. Mr. Bajpai, these fellows are after me, to impress him, you know. Then he talked nonsense all to Bajpai. Then, Mr. Bush, all right, yes, everything is safe with me. As if American president is talking to him. Poor fellow sitting in a slum area in Bombay, and Bush is ringing. Yeah. And then, after 15 minutes, he turned to that man and said, see, all these, their cases are lying here, all the files are ready. And there were no files at all. Eventually, and then, what can I do for you? He said, I'm a telephone technician. I have come to connect your line. This is the result of hypocrisy. Please, this way, you cannot have the appearance of Krishna. By understanding, you can have the appearance of Krishna. Otherwise, it's all hypocrisy. You cannot be Gopi, you cannot be Radha. You don't understand Radha, you don't understand Gopi. Gauvihi, Bhaktirasam, Pibati, Iti Gopihi. That is the definition. Gauvihi means senses, with all the senses. Those who drink bhakti rasam, the Jewish nectar and juice of bhakti, that is gopi. If you want to, you can be gopi in suits also. You can put on suit, nice suit, and drink bhakti ras, and you are gopi. Radha comes from aradhana, so please have intensive aradhana. Pray nice intensely. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That we don't want to do. I want to sleep up to 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever it is. And then I want to be bhakta. So how can you be bhakta? There is a process to do this. And process has got to be followed. And if you don't follow the process, then you may die and bang your head against the wall and break your head. Even then you will not be gopi. That's the point to be thought over. And then come to Brahma, he explained that Krishna's vigra is completely spiritual. And anadi radhari govinda. It's anadi, no beginning. He has no beginning. But he is the beginning of all. How simple definition is there? And govinda, sarva karana karanam, is the cause of all causes, with whom we are going to catch. This is simple definition. And advaitam achyutam anadi mananta rupam. Purana Purusham, Navayavanam cha. And then, Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav, Govindamadi Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami. So many qualities are given here. Advaitam is only one without a second. That is Advait. There is no second. Same. Mohammedans also worship the same God. Christians also pray to the same God. Hindus also pray to the same God. There is no, God is not Mohammedan. God is not Muslim. God is not Jew. God is God. Krishna is Krishna. Supreme Absolute Truth. He is Krishna. He is not Allah or Ram or Krishna or whatever. Thousands of names are there. Any name you have trust. Please, certified names, you go on chanting. And this is the understanding of Krishna. And with this understanding, we go to the certain position wherein the appearance was definite. And during the day of Brahma is very long. 1,000 yuga cycles make one day of Brahma. And these 100 millenniums make a day of Brahma. And in 28th millennium, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, always Krishna appears. This is the calculation. And our calculation is immaculate, as I had described you about Purushottam Mass. This calculation is completely immaculate. And in order to make good, again after 141 years, we have 2 Purushottam Mass in that year. So the calculation fits in. So calculation is without doubt. And this is how Krishna appears. But then there is some decay again. Because so many military forces are there. People are killing each other. There is completely disorder on the planet. And that is how he thrives. Ajopi sannavyatma, he said. Ajopi sannavyatma, bhutanam ishwaropi san, prakritim swamadishtaya, sambhavami atmavaya. That he says himself in Bhagavad Gita. Ajopi, even though I am unborn, Sat, I am eternal, avyay, inexhaustible, no decay, I am never less or more, I am same all the time. Avyay Atma, Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, and I am a controller of everybody. But even then, Prakritim Swamadeshtaya, I control my internal potency, and Sambhavami, I manifest. He is not saying that I am born. There is a difference between birth and the manifestation. Manifest means it was there and it is now in front of us. There is manifest. So he says, Sambhavami, Atma Maya, by my own internal potency, in my own original form, I always appear. And that's why he was only few hours old. And Putna came, and with all the horrible poison sprinkled around her breast, she wanted to feed Krishna. And she could take a very beautiful woman's body. So nobody stopped her. Because gopis were always coming to feed Krishna, or to play with him. So nobody stopped. And eventually she tried to feed, and Krishna knew everything. So with the milk, he sucked the whole of her life also. And then she had to take her own form, which was 12 miles long. Such a great demon. Within few days of his birth, he could kill. Krishna is always Krishna. He always comes in an original body. He is never 2 days old. He is never 125 years old. He is always there, eternal. Like a sun. Sun's example is given. At the moment, the sun is not seen here because of our imperfect senses. We are completely imperfect senses. Beyond the wall we can't see anything. Beyond this planet earth we cannot see anything. We see the mass of water, Pacific Ocean. But behind the Pacific Ocean the sun is there. Sun doesn't set, but we have gone away from the sun. There is Krishna. He never goes anywhere, never comes anywhere. He is always there. That's the understanding of the appearance of Krishna. And as soon as you come to these qualities, then it's very easy to understand how he appears and how he disappears. You see the intricacy to understand. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. Those who know this tatva of my appearance and disappearance, then tektva deham punarjvana naiti. They don't get another body. They come to me. It's very easy from pages of Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavatam. And in the Bhagavatam, very nice incidence is given that Bhumi was completely in trouble. And she went crying to Brahma. She took the form of cow. And Brahma asked her, what was the trouble with you? Then she explained everything. And Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods, they went to Kshir Sagar. And Brahma had a way to relate. Brahma only can relate with Vishnu. So he related the difficulty. And for a while there was nothing, so he meditated on him. And then he had in his heart, it was suggested, Tene Brahma Radaya Adikavaya, that I am going to incarnate soon, and please all the demigods to also incarnate in Yadu dynasty, so that they help in my pastimes. And this is how everybody was being born that time. And eventually, he was to be born in Devaki's womb. And this was completely fixed. And then why did you choose Devaki? That's all worth understanding. Long, long ago, Devaki was known as Prishni, and Vasudeva was known as Sutapa. So Sutapa was the Prajapati. So they were ordered by Brahma to carry on Praja, increasing Praja, increasing population on this planet. So they immediately went to the forest, and they carried out serious penances before they started creating Praja. So for years together, they had a tapasya, severe tapasya. So Krishna was very pleased with them. And he appeared before them. He said, you can't ask anybody benediction. So they asked that we must have a child like you. We must have a son like you. So then eventually, he said, all right. And then he went away, and Krishna thought that nobody is like me, I am the only one, one without the second. So I have to incarnate, because I have already given them promise, so I must do it. So he went back to Sutapa and Prishni, and he said, sorry, I have told you that I will give you the son like me, but there is nobody like me, so I must incarnate. And then eventually, because he had committed a mistake, so he said that three times I'll incarnate. So first time, he incarnated as Prishni Garbha, in the womb of Prishni, Sutapa and Prishni. Then second time, he came to Kashyap and Aditi, as a Vaman Dev. And third time, Devaki and Vasudev, Krishna. So this is we are thinking about. And then eventually, Devaki was married to Vasudev. And Kansa was her stepbrother. So Kansa was very happy to take her in a chariot with everything and leave her in Vasudev's house. So they were going in the procession. So many things were given by Devaki, the father of Devaki, in dowry. And the whole procession was going on. And we know that there was the celestial voice came from the sky. Pati pragrahanam kansam. He was just holding the reins of the horses and very happily drawing the chariot. And he heard that the lady who you are carrying with your fool, her eighth child will kill you. And as soon demons can never be trusted. Kansa was demoniac because of Sangha. Himself was not bad, but because the association was bad, he was completely demon. So immediately he wanted to kill Devaki. And he took out his sword and caught hold of Devaki. So Vasudev didn't know really what to do. So he just thought that at the moment let me save Devaki's life if I can. So he started to preach him so much philosophy, that we are definitely to die. The soul doesn't have any death and so on and so forth. And so many ways he described. But demon could not understand anything. In the end he promised that please, you spare Devaki, she is your younger sister. And being woman, you should not kill her. But I promise you that all the children born of her I'll present to you them to you. And this is a horrible promise. But he said, then let me at least save Devaki now. Who knows, she may not have children, or if she has children, according to the celestial voice, he may kill him, or something will happen. But then Kansa was pacified, and somewhere the matter ended there. Then as soon as he went back, his demonic friends, he took the consideration, this thing has happened on the way. So they said that now you should be very serious about it. Any of child Devaki's will kill you. So Kansa started atrocities. Till first child Devaki had. So they presented the first child to him. And he didn't do anything. He said, I am worried about the eighth child. Why should I kill first one? So he returned him back. Kirtiman. His name was Kirtiman. He returned, but Kansa, Vasudeva could not trust him. So he was very happy, but he couldn't trust him. And eventually, because of the bad association, they decided that Kansa, the Vasudeva and Devaki, must be imprisoned. He captured his own father and imprisoned him. He became the king, and he was killing all the small children who were born. They were killed by his demonic fellows. In this age also, we are doing so many atrocities of this type. And this way, somehow or the other, when the atrocity increased, eighth child was born. Seventh child was in the womb of Devaki, and that was Balram, the Sheshin. So Anand Shesh was transferred according to Krishna's instruction by Yoga Maya to Rohini's womb, and it was declared that she had a miscarriage, so Kansa couldn't do anything. And then eighth pregnancy started. In that time, Devaki was very affluent. Nearly when the lady is pregnant, she becomes heavy. But Devaki was not heavy at all. His spiritual supreme living being was there in her heart. First, Krishna took shelter of Vasudeva, and Vasudeva was also very affluent. And then he transferred him to the heart of Devaki, and this is how Krishna was situated in Devaki. And eventually, the time came when demigods came, when demigods knew that the Supreme Person is the womb of Devaki. So they came unseen to the prison, and they prayed, started praying. And exactly at the time of the appearance, they showered nice flowers, you know. Mumurchur Munayo Deva. Mumurchur Munayo Deva. All Munis, Rishis, and Devas, all everybody assembled there. Sumanasi Mudanvita. With very pleasure, they were showering flowers. And Nishitata Madhute. It was Nishit, completely dark at night. Told them that you have already raised me two times, and this is the third time you're coming. I'm just showing this form so that you may not doubt that I'm not that boy. That's why I have shown you this form. Then Devaki prayed and requested him to take the baby's form. And then he instructed them that immediately they should take me to the Yashoda's house where a new girl is born, Yogamaya. And you should transfer, keep me there and bring Yogamaya here. And that was somehow or the other by Krishna's arrangement. Nobody knew about it. When the girl was brought back, then immediately everything was known. And this demon, as soon as he knew that some child is crying, Kansa was awake all night, and he was awaiting the message any time. So he came, and he held the legs of the girl, and completely, Devaki requested him, there nice verses are there, we are running out of the time, that's why I'm a bit hurrying, you know. As soon as Krishna went to Nand Maharaj, the house of Nand Maharaj was very pleased, and it was all declared Nand Maharaj as a son. And now we sing very nicely. Nanda ke kere, ananda vayo vajay kanaya lal ki, ate hude paal ki. Everybody becomes very, very happy by the appearance of Krishna. as we saw, that Dhruva correctly says that everything becomes lively when Krishna appears. The rivers flow very nicely, trees give so many fruits, land produces all the grains, and everything, cows are happy, beasts are happy, all the living entities are happy. And eventually, then when everything was over, Kansa tried to kill that girl. Devaki just requested him that, "You have already killed my 6 children. Please, this is a girl. We should not kill the woman. And she is not going to kill you. So please spare this girl. And if you spare, I will give this girl to your child, your boy. So she will be your daughter-in-law." But even then the demon had no sense, you know. And he just tried to kill and she slipped in her hand. And again she insisted. She told him that your killer is already born somewhere and you have to be ready now to die. So don't worry, don't kill other children, don't trouble Kansa and Vasudeva. And this is how we stop here today. We'll continue tomorrow. Please, tomorrow is the last day. We hope that Krishna will give us intelligence to understand even more.